Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, Lincoln Center Theater will present a second Broadway revival of Ragtime this fall. First on this news early last month was Philip Boroff of the online publication Broadway Journal. A press release officially confirmed today. Ragtime is a complex, searing musical based on the E.L. Doctorow novel of the same name. Set in New York in the early 20th century, it follows the intersection of three families, all in pursuit of the American dream, whose lives intertwine with historical figures and events. With a score by Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens and a book by the late Terrence McNally, this revival will be directed by Lear de Bessonnet and will inaugurate her tenure as Lincoln Center Theater's artistic director. De Bessonnet had directed a gala presentation of the musical at New York City Center last fall. Ragtime will feature a 33-person onstage cast and a 28-piece orchestra. Reprising their acclaimed lead performances from the City Center run are Joshua Henry as an African-American ragtime pianist, Casey Levy as the matriarch of a wealthy white family, and Brandon Uranowitz as a Jewish immigrant. Full casting will be announced later. Henry is a three-time Tony nominee who was last on Broadway in De Bessonnet's 2022 revival of Into the Woods. Levy and Uranowitz were both last seen in Leopoldstadt, the latter winning a Tony for his performance. Tickets for Ragtime will go on sale to the general public May 28th at 12 noon Eastern. For more information, visit lct.org. Previews begin September 26th, opening night is October 16th, and it will run through January 4th at the Vivian Beaumont Theater. Broadway's Buena Vista Social Club is going on a national tour. The new musical, inspired by the making of the titular 1997 Grammy-winning album of Golden Age Afro-Cuban music, will launch a multi-year tour starting September 2026 in Buffalo, New York. The schedule reportedly also includes stops in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Los Angeles, just to name a few. A full list of tour cities will be revealed in due time. Buena Vista Social Club has just been nominated for 10 Tonys this year, including one for Best Musical, and is currently running at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. Amanda Reed is the next star of Hell's Kitchen. Starting May 27th, the current understudy will become the next full-time Allie on Broadway. The role is being played at the moment by Jade Milan, who departs on May 25th. Currently a musical theater student at Shenandoah University in Winchester, Virginia, Reed is making her Broadway debut with the Alicia Keys musical. Hell's Kitchen continues at the Schubert Theater. And finally, today, the latest grosses were published for the week ending Sunday, May 4th. It was another record-breaking week for Good Night and Good Luck, as it became the first non-musical in Broadway history to gross at least $4 million in a single week. The prescient play received 5 Tony nominations last week, including one for its star, George Clooney. The show runs through June 8th at the Winter Garden Theater. Some other shows received some small bumps from last Thursday's Tony nominations announcement, including Buena Vista Social Club moving up to $1,075,909 at the Schoenfeld, Dead Outlaw up a bit more to $484,689 at the Longacre, The Picture of Dorian Gray, the Sarah Snook-led play, made $1,344,831 at the Music Box, and Just in Time, which cracked the seven-figure club, grossing $1,119,011 at Circle in the Square. Overall, however, Broadway's total gross dropped by 8%, and attendance fell by 4%. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.